your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231, the name of the show, Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features you'll find are completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you, the radio talk show guys, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month. We give it away. FreeTalkLive.com. As we go through the phones and to the fun, it is a show about your calls, so we start out with them by going to Ken in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hi, hey, Ken.
Hey, I like to talk about 666. If people get ballpoint...
Sorry, go ahead.
I know, Halloween, okay. Hey, get your ballpoint pens ready, everybody out there.
Okay,
got one.
If you take the letter A and equals 6, B equals 12, and C is equal 18, excuse me, and make yourself a scale so Z equals 156. You with
okay.
me? Okay. Kissinger adds up to 666.
Okay.
New York adds up to 666.
Uh-huh.
Mark of Beast adds up to 666.
Oh.
Witchcraft adds up to 666. New York equals 666.
Have you done this math yourself,
yes,
or are you just seeing this somewhere?
Yes, sir. Someplace on the internet, you put in 666, and you can bring up a counter.
Uh-huh.
It used to be on there. I don't know if it's in there anymore, but...
I don't imagine.
Vaccination somewhere. There should be 7 quick ones, or, and vaccination equals 666.
So vaccination?
What? Yeah.
So what, Ken?
Huh?
So what?
Well, I mean, so what? Okay. Hey, I'm going to give you some other things that I do personally, okay? You know
what do you do?
Huh?
Go ahead, sir.
You know these little mailback cards in the magazines?
Yeah.
I take them and I fill them out with different hunts on the internet. And I throw it in the mail. Get another
different
one. Fill it
hunts
out. Throw it in the mail. So if, and then also.
And what does that do?
So
what do you fill? Wait, you fill them out with different what?
Hunts on a web hunts.
Hunt?
Web searches?
Yeah, hunt InfoWars. I hint Leo Want. I put down just
uh-huh.
Just keep going.
Man.
I fill it all the way out. Okay. Conspiracy,
uh-huh.
Conspiracy books, conspiracy.
You
links.
Love
you
that
with
stuff.
Me?
Yeah.
And throw
yeah.
it in the mail. And at the bottom, I put down put on all your mail.
Hmm.
And this has to get around. All you got to do is
yeah.
get in front of a computer, and you get smart as they come, okay?
No,
and the boys know
no,
this,
no,
and they're in a panic.
That. Who knows it?
When the evil people know that you can just get in front of the internet in a library, you can get smart and smart.
Oh, yeah? Why haven't they shut down the internet?
Huh?
Why haven't they shut down the internet if it's so dangerous?
That ain't the point. Why don't they burn all the books? I mean, you can ask me that same question, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Another thing I do is I make a cable access show in Fort Worth, and I show conspiracy
Ooh.
Books. I just show the books that I have,
you
and eventually,
show the
if I get
books.
Them on DVD, I can put them on what's that? My web, my video, or
yeah.
my tube, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can sit there and eventually see all the conspiracy books.
So
that
what's
are out
the
there.
What's the relevance of you with these little number games, this numerology stuff, Ken? I mean, what's
numerology
the
comes out of the Bible.
What?
Comes Kissinger? Out of the Bible.
Comes out of the Bible.
New York.
It
what
adds up to 666.
What are you talking about? I mean, what is the relevance of that? And if you add 666 together, you get 18.
Right.
And if you add the 1 and 8 together, you get 9. And if you turn the 9 upside down, that's a 6-2. So what?
The UN is in what, New York?
Yeah.
Yes. Computer adds up to 666?
Do you have a life, Ken?
Yeah, I
do
got
you
a life.
Actually do anything of relevance, of
yeah.
importance?
Try to inform people like you do.
Inform me of what? The fact
that
there's some
numbers.
You
don't want to be informed.
Wait a minute. You're informing me of what? What if you? What if? You, what about Nuevo York? What about that? Does that add up to 666?
New York does.
No. Nuevo
it
York.
Don't.
Huh?
Are you saying it don't?
I'm asking you. What about New York and other languages? How come English is the only language you're looking
Bible
at?
10 times. You know that?
Excuse me.
The word conspiracy is in the Bible 10 times, conspired is in there
what
19
What is the
times?
Relevance of that, sir? Don't you do anything important with your life?
You know
How
the word,
sad are you?
You know the word C-mite is not in 1828 Webster?
What word?
The word C-mite is not in 1828 Webster.
C-mite?
Oh, like semite.
Oh.
Semite, okay.
Well, yeah, you call it what you want, but it's not in the King James Version Bible either.
What's the point, Ken?
Well,
you're making
the
all these claims.
What's the point of you being on the air at all?
Well, to make money, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't want to educate anybody out there just listen?
That's a side benefit to doing this show.
What do you do this for?
For fun, Ken. If it wasn't fun, we wouldn't be doing it.
So in other words, if we don't have fun, you don't like it?
If I don't have fun doing what I'm doing, I don't like it. Exactly. I'll go do something else.
I like to have fun, too.
Yeah. Apparently fun for you is counting letters, adding them together, and thinking that it has some sort of relevance to your life. What's the point of all this, Ken? I mean, there's probably a bunch of words that you can change into the number 666.
Well,
so what?
Does
that mean the English language was created by Satan? I mean, what is your point here?
I just made my point.
You don't have a point. What was it? I missed it. Give it again.
Those words add up to 666.
That's not a point, Ken. It's an observation.
What's wrong with that?
There's no relevance to it, Ken. It doesn't have any bearing on our lives whatsoever.
It don't?
No. How does it have any bearing on our lives? Please, explain to me.
Our piece adds up to 666.
Whoop-dee-doo. So what?
The word conspiracy is in the Bible 10 times.
Are you for real, Ken? Are you for real? Are you? At this point, I don't even believe you're a real person.
I think that would deport Kofi, huh?
You what?
Deport, K-O-F-I.
Kofi Annan?
Yeah, I think I'll deport him.
I'm for that.
Isn't he a legal alien?
I don't think he lives here, does he? I thought
isn't he an illegal alien?
Well, he's in New York.
Well, I'm pretty sure he has a visa. I'm pretty sure he's gone through the process.
Why don't
they
turn the United Nations building into a dance hall or a corn crib
or a homeless
shelter?
You're not going to get any disagreement on that.
Hey, very good.
All right, Ken.
We got common ground on something?
We did get a little common ground. Now go do something important with your life instead of counting numbers, okay?
Hey, I used to watch Joe McCarthy live in 1954.
Uh-huh.
I'd come home from school and watch him.
That's fascinating, Ken.
Hey, I'm going to
get your own radio show.
Okay, can I give you an observation?
Yeah, please.
Okay. The papers used to have all the media at one time, correct?
Yeah, before there was TV and radio, sure. 19,
okay. And then radio came along.
Right.
So then the conspirators wanted to control the radio, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the
TV came along, they had to control TV, and they did. And then Joe McCarthy came along, and they lost control. And
wait
in 1958,
John McCarthy
Wait a minute.
Slow down. No, I'm not going to let you because I want to talk about what you just said.
Okay.
You can continue in a moment.
Okay.
You're saying the conspirators wanted to control the radio and TV, but Joe McCarthy came along and they lost control? What are you talking about?
He was live. I watched him live out of WBKB in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? They didn't know what he was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then 1950, the John Birch Society comes along, and they start putting out the truth, and they start losing control.
So they
made the Birch Society look like a bunch of schmucks.
Wait a minute. Who's they?
Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, whatever you want to call it. Freemasons,
the Masons. The Masons and the Illuminati.
Oh, God, whoever's doing it, okay?
At the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, that's up to. So anyway... Okay, so they did the best they could, but now they're to the point they have lost control completely because you go to the internet, you can learn all this stuff.
You can tell they lost control because we let you on the air.
Well, they don't control you.
Obviously not.
They don't control me either.
Right. So
that's why I got a cable access show. They don't control me either.
So why who are they and how are they irrelevant anymore? I mean, if they've lost control, are they trying to get it back?
Well, they're getting more blatant.
What do you mean?
I'll give an example. Up to about 88, we used to expose the Trilateral Commission and Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, are we winning?
I don't know if I told you about this before, but in 88, Florida and Louisiana withdrew their calls for the Constitutional Convention, and a potential convention was slipped out of their hands.
Uh-huh.
Hmm? Does that make sense?
Oh, because they wanted to rewrite the Constitutions for tyranny or something like that?
They had a convention and trashed it.
Yeah, they could have.
Okay. I think we stopped them in Florida and Alabama and Louisiana. Anyway, now that they can't get a convention, so what are they doing? They're going to have a convention by increments. Okay? They took away a guy's church up in Indianapolis. They put in 50 gun bills in a house. They had Randy Weaver. He had Waco. None of this stuff happened before 88.
Wow. Now, wait. If you add 8 and 8 together, you get 16.
Okay.
And that's got a 6 in it. Thanks for the call, Ken. 800-259-9231. Oh, my goodness. Woo!
He was sort of putting stuff together, I guess.
Only in his mind, my friend. Only in his mind.
He believed it thoroughly.
You enjoy the rest of your evening counting letters. This is what he does in his free time. So sad. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves, and yes, we'll take calls from crazy people. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Coming up, 25% of Americans want less freedom. We'll tell you.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 26, 2006. Gold opened at $594.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $626.96. Again, that's $626.96 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightness with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Lykus, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. I'm Bobby Lykus. Lykus, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is the only show that can go from being culturally and politically relevant to completely useless within a 15-minute time frame. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. All right, it's not completely useless. When you get a crazy wackaloon like that last guy on the phones, it reveals for the listeners how nuts some people in America really are. And I think it's important to remember that if you're in, in your life, your daily life, you're dealing with your boss and your friends and your family members, and none of them are really, really, really crazy, I think it's important to highlight the real lunatics in the world, like that last guy. Thanks for the call, Ken. We really appreciate it. Oh, wait. He wasn't listening in the first place.
How do you know that?
does our board ops, Ask People.
Oh, okay.
If they are, he just, this is a guy who knows that there are different shows on at different times of the day. And he will pick up the phone and call talk shows to get on and spread his totally useless trivia. That's what he does. He's like Paula. He's like Jamie Togiso. Though Jamie Togiso is actually fun and you can sort of have a somewhat coherent conversation with him. There's this group of callers out there that just calls up the shows on this network that we're on. And for all I know, they call other shows, but of course, they don't get on because they get screened out. So I just wanted to bring that to the forefront.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, if you're educating people on these kind of subjects, why would you call the shows where those people generally listen?
Because they're the only ones that are going to take your call?
I mean, you're not going to get, maybe that's the reason, but
they may have,
you're preaching to the choir.
Well, sure, but they may have tried to have called Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, and you can better believe they weren't going to be allowed on.
Yep, they got screened out.
It's bizarre. All right, so 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live, and you can really bring up whatever you want, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Get on the listener map and find out where over 1,500 of our listeners from around the world are located. You can add yourself to it at map.freetalklive.com. That is map.freetalklive.com. And you need to know this. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd and 25th. 2007, meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there, including Mark and I.
That's right.
We're going to be broadcasted live.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to say that.
You know what? You might be right about that.
Oh, I don't know.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Don in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to you for a while. You guys are great.
Thanks, Don. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask a couple of questions about your immigration, well, your stance on immigration anyway.
Okay.
I've heard you, put down illegal immigration control. I guess I haven't heard you explain why you're so against it. And,
simple. Did you want to go on or did you want me to explain?
Just go ahead and explain it to me. I might have a couple comments.
Sure. It's very simple. I like the idea of America being a free place. I like the idea of us being the land of the free. And I think that that means that in order to have true freedom, in order to have true liberty, one must be free to leave and re-enter the country without harassment by officious bureaucrats. Very simple.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. But in this case, it seems like these people, I mean, you know, at least on the legal side, are coming in and not so much leaving, but coming in and actually changing the way, you know, maybe native-born citizens might be able to live their lives.
Now, do you think that... For instance, the Irish or the Italians changed America in some way when they came over here?
Definitely, in a most beneficial way. I mean, when the nation was, you know, starting out, but now...
And would you agree that people, in general, don't like change?
Well, it depends. I mean, obviously, it's kind of hard sometimes.
Change is rough, and I would say that that's true. I like things the way they are. I must say that. But I also know that looking at history, that many immigrants have come here. They've changed this country. All of them, almost all of them, faced people not wanting them to be here. They didn't like them. Benjamin Franklin wrote against the Germans in Pennsylvania. I mean, that's how long this kind of debate's gone on.
And I can understand all that. And you're going to have, you know, people scared, and there's going to be bias. No matter.
And you're echoing a scare tactic also.
Well, I don't mean to do that. The immigrants that
are coming here are coming here to make a better life for themselves. The changes that you're talking about, the scary changes, the anti-freedom changes that are supposedly being made, are being made by white socialists who have been elected by white socialists. And there's other black, you know, for the most part, there's black socialists, and I'm sure there's Hispanic socialists as well. But the people that are doing the politics in America are mostly white males.
Well, I can understand that, but are you against any control at all? I mean, when you have
Here's what I'm for. I'm for control over your private property, sir, and I'm for returning all property in America to private hands. Right now, you've got over a third, if not more, far more than that, of the property, and especially out west, I think it's like two thirds of the property out west that is owned by the federal government. And that doesn't include all the state government lands and local government properties as well. There's so much government land, and of course, since it's government land, then everybody's allowed on the government land, because otherwise it wouldn't be public, so-called,
right,
for the most part. And so therefore, if what you want is to control the border, then you and your friends should go and buy up the border and lock it off. Then it's all in your hands. I don't think that anybody else should be forced to pay for this. And
I understand what you're saying, but you know, the same government you're talking about is also, you know, a lot of them are the top 2% of the country that also owns 98% of the economy. And what it looks like is that they're so forward because they're setting up a system here where it's basically widening the gap where it's going to be them and it's going to be us. And we're going to have to basically compete with these people that they want in here so bad. It's like slavery all over again, only under, you know, a nicer name.
When you say they want them in here so bad, how do you explain the forced deportations, the raids, you know, confiscating hundreds of people and ejecting them from the country when you say they want them here?
Well, because
is that just for show?
I think they basically do that because the majority of Americans are against this kind of policy. The raids they do are just a show. They have, you know, just a couple a year. I mean, it's gone down each year. I mean, it's just basically to...
It hasn't gone down. It's gone up. There are new laws that have been passed to prevent landlords from renting to immigrant tenants. There are new laws on the books to prevent, business owners from giving jobs to so-called illegals. There's plenty of new enforcement for these laws as well. The ICE is a new organization going around kicking in doors and arresting people. Now, you can talk all you want, Don, about how... you know, you want these laws around, but when the U.S. ICE guys kick in your door mistakenly believing that you're an illegal immigrant, or maybe they got the wrong address and they accidentally shoot you or your friend or your wife.
Aside from the hypothetical situations.
No, that's not hypothetical, sir. That's what goes on in the war on drugs, and what these people are calling for, these immigration controllers, they're calling for a war on illegal immigration. And if you don't think the police are going to botch it up just like they botch up drug raids, you're fooling yourself, Don.
Oh, I understand what you're saying there. I do agree that anything that the federal government comes in contact with is...
Local police are screwing this up,
well,
too.
Well, that's true. I understand that. But
asking them to fix this.
Well, I'm just saying if there's a law in the books and a group of people are breaking that law, are you just for not enforcing this?
Sir, hold on. Wait. I'd like to answer that particular question.
Okay.
The law on the books about illegally entering the country, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was that law on the books 100 years ago when your ancestors came here to the country?
Well, I'm a native born illegal.
It doesn't matter. But I mean, you do understand that many people came to this country before that law was there and were fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a law on the books in Germany in the 1930s that sent Jews to...
You're linking the Jewish situation.
I'm only making it clear that just because there's a law doesn't make it a good one.
We'll make it more clear coming back if you can hang on, Don. 800-259-9231. This is such an important issue. It really deserves some attention. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live is your show. We're inside Hour 3, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. Still time for your calls. 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with the host of the show, as well as over 1,000 of our listeners. There's hundreds of thousands, or over 100,000 posts there for you at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Don in Kansas. Now, Don is a guy that seems like he's a pretty open-minded dude. He sounds like he's open to at least listening to the other side of the immigration argument. He's certainly heard plenty of anti-immigration rhetoric or anti-illegal immigrant rhetoric. And, Don, I appreciate you calling in and being so civil about this, because usually people get really upset when you start talking about this issue. Now, I want to jump back to Mark's point that he made right before we went to break, because there was music coming up and a lot of, you know, I don't know if you really had a chance to make it clearly, Mark, and I want you to hit it again and we can discuss it a little more.
Well, I made a parallel between the Jews in 1930 in Germany and illegal aliens in this country now.
You're paralleling law.
Law.
He asked about law.
Right.
Following it.
There's a law against Jewish people. There's a law against illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. And all it is a law. And I think it's a bad one in both cases.
Yeah.
So you were saying, you know, you were making a case for the rule of law in this particular order. And I say that good people don't follow bad laws, ever.
Well, I agree with that. I was just feeling that to see what you actually thought about that. My real point, I guess, is, whether it be allowing, you know, illegal immigrants into this country or exporting jobs, one and the same. I mean, when you have free capitalism,
it's not one and the same.
Well, I mean, in this point, it kind of relates.
Okay, make the point. Sorry.
If you have free trade with countries that either will work for much less or have actual slave labor, like say in China,
mm-hmm.
I think the only way that, you know, a native citizen or a native born person is going to be able to compete is to lower their standard of living. I mean, why would businesses keep their workers native if they can get it for so much cheaper? And doesn't that,
If people are allowed in this country, like, say, Mexicans, for instance, that currently a lot of Mexicans, migrant workers, do work for less than minimum wage, simply
right.
because they work for things by the bushel and that kind of situation. And they work under the table. And, they work for less than minimum wage. If we got rid of the minimum wage law, which I believe is a problem.
Yeah, me too.
Then people could work for whatever they want. Currently, our economy is expanding very slowly. You would agree with that?
Yes.
And we are getting an influx of illegal aliens that rent, they eat, they drive places in cars, they spend money. I would venture to say that our economy would actually be shrinking if it wasn't for the illegal aliens.
Let me just throw a scenario out here for you. Because let's just take the immigration issue off the table, and let's talk about this jobs thing where you kind of went to for a moment there.
Okay.
This idea that people are going to work for less, and that's going to lower the standard of living, etc.
Right.
Well, there's a chance that if we abolish the minimum wage, it's a really small chance, but there's a chance that a group of 20 people could decide to move into the same house together, like hippies do with their communes.
Mm-hmm.
Move into the same house together. They don't have to be immigrants. They don't have to be Mexicans. Maybe some white kids want to move all in, 20 people. That way they can easily cover the $700 a month rent or whatever it is, and work for less. Offer their services out there on the marketplace for $2 less an hour than anybody else is willing to do. Should we outlaw a certain amount of people living in houses together?
No, not at all.
Because it's just competition, really, is all we're talking about here. And when you're talking about sending jobs overseas, the reason why jobs are being sent overseas is not just because the labor's cheaper, but also because of regulations here in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Government regulations, OSHA, local and state government regulators, all
right.
of these regulations cost businesses money. And since the government continues to pile on regulations, the businesses are saying, oh my gosh, we've got to get out of here. Trust me, Americans would rather give jobs to Americans. It's just that the government makes it virtually impossible to do.
Shipping costs, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, it just doesn't seem like, it just seems like there's too much incentive to be giving these jobs away. And what I don't want to see is, I know a couple shows back you were talking about some guy who, saw the benefits of a monarchy. Well, how many generations is it going to take before it gets so bad where you have a couple families that keep passing the wealth on and then everyone else is just their serfs?
Well, you're making interesting points and everything, but the reason there's a divide between rich and poor in America is because we're a socialist fascist nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't had anything to do with immigration and has had everything to do with white people that are in control. So really, the immigrants aren't the problem. They're just the perceived problem. They're a distraction for the American people. They're something to get the American people all riled up about so we can institute a police state, because that's the other part we haven't even touched on yet.
Now I see where you're going. This makes a little more sense. But now the question is, and this is where all these topics usually go, is what's the possible solution unless it completely falls in on itself?
The possible solution to immigration?
No, I mean, take immigration out of it, like you said. And, how can we turn this around? It seems like this country is just
on
a clock.
The Free State Project.
Right.
Liberty-loving Americans who want liberty in all areas of life, moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, getting active, whether that means being politically active or civilly disobedient or whatever's right for you, getting active and bringing liberty to one state. So we can then say to the rest of the world and the rest of America, hey, look over here. Look, we've got the best education, the best health care, the best everything, because we're the most free. And then hopefully those concepts will re-spread out to the rest of the world, and then that might have a chance at saving America. So there's a realistic look at that for you as something that could actually work.
But you don't think the overall federal government won't, rein that kind of project in if it gets a little too powerful?
There's paranoid claims about that, and it's certainly a possibility. Is it probable? I don't know. Is the possibility something that should keep people from doing it? Hell no.
Well, they've already put into place, laws that will, crush this kind of thing, like H.R. 6166. That says,
what's that?
Well, it's a thing that Bush just signed recently. It was called the like the terrorist interrogation bill.
Oh, the Military Commissions Act?
Right, and if you read through there, it says if you simply, dissent against...
Sure. Well, we dissent six nights a week, and they haven't come after us yet. That doesn't mean they won't, but it also doesn't mean I'm going to shut up. They can pass whatever laws they want to, Don, and I could give a flip about their laws. Because as Mark said, bad laws should not be followed. And most of the laws in this country, in my book, I chalk them up as bad. So, like most Americans, I pick and choose which laws I want to follow. Like most Americans, I don't follow the speed limits. Most Americans disobey that law, right? So most Americans...
I got a ticket for disobeying it before yesterday.
Most Americans are very choosy about the laws they disobey. And before you go, Don, I do want to point this this police state thing out.
Yeah.
These anti-immigration zealots, they don't realize it. I'm pretty sure they don't realize it. But what they're talking about is a police state in America. And the reason is because, well, we need to get rid of the immigrants, so therefore we're going to have to stop cars, not just at the border, but internal checkpoints. If you've listened to Free Talk Live long enough, you know that they're existing in America today.
Right, the national ID and all that.
National ID, perfect example. That's being brought about because of immigration concerns. Cameras on the streets, raids in people's houses. Oh, we got to keep the immigrants out. Don't you want to protect your culture? Well, look, you're going to bring a police state in. There goes the culture out the window.
Okay,
I don't think these people realize what they're asking for.
I see what you're saying. I've noticed a trend, especially in the federal government, where they choose an issue like, say, child porn and use that to shut down something like the Internet.
Exactly right. So the war on drugs was used to eviscerate the Fourth Amendment. Nobody has a right to privacy anymore as a result of the war on drugs. The war on terror is also destroying more freedoms.
Yeah,
the war on illegal immigrants is going to destroy more of our freedoms. And as a result, the America that's going to be left is going to be a shell of a husk of whatever were the freedoms that we used to have. And it's frightening, Don. And it's really the most frightening part is that the crew of people that's behind this movement are the people that used to scream for freedom. The people that when the Democrats were in control, well, oh, this is big government. We can't have this big government. And I can tell you that if the Democrats were leading the charge on this and Bill Clinton was still in office, you would hear opposition from these camps, these Bush people.
And another point on this is they also want to put huge regulations on businesses. You're going to have to hire your own immigration specialist in order to be able to decide whether or not the person you're employing is legal or not. Or you can just not hire Hispanic
people. No, they're going to make it so you have to check. This is for real. They proposed this. They're going to make it so you have to check, as a business owner, any new potential employee with a federal database. And if the feds say you can't hire that person, you can't hire it.
It's as bad as the IRS.
It's crazy. Thanks for the call, Don. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Coming up, you take control of the airwaves. We'll tell you what percentage of Americans want less freedom.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231 is the number you need. Only moments remain, though, so we'll try to sneak you in. That's 800-259-9231. The show is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, updates, live streaming, and more. We give it all away. Unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you money for their site, we give it away. But we do ask that you shop with us in return. If you appreciate the show and you want to help us out, then go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. If you've shopped at Amazon before, it's the same exact experience, except the only difference is instead of typing their regular website in, you type in Amazon.freetalklive.com. At that point, whenever you place your order, we'll get a percentage of the sale. So it doesn't matter what category you're shopping in. Maybe you're looking for a hot new DVD or book, a new electronic device for your rack, a new DVD player or something like that, furniture. Even their new grocery store, magazine subscriptions. I mean, they've really got virtually everything you might possibly ever need to buy all in one place. And it helps Free Talk Live out at the same time. It couldn't be better. You order it, gets delivered to your door in many cases with free Super Saver shipping, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to help the show. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia on the Amplifier line. Hello, Bill.
Wow, you guys are busy tonight. Good job.
What's on your mind?
Thank you.
As you guys know, I work in a little cop shop where, you know, I sell police all kinds of great stuff so that they can go tyrannize people. And apparently they have, like, a little cop club that's supposed to be secret.
What?
Really?
Secret cop club? So the way this works is they have this thing called the Blue Line Notifier, which will secretly notify law enforcement officers of your identity as a fellow officer. The blue line represents the officer who is the last line between good and, gasp, anarchy, and the black background is a constant reminder of our fallen brothers and sisters. And all it is are these stupid little stickers and armbands and license plates that are black, and it's got a blue horizontal line going through it.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that if you get a sticker that's black with a blue line going through it, then that identifies you as a cop?
To other police officers.
To other police officers.
You know, they know that you're tight with them, yo.
How did you come across this?
Well, we sell them at our store. But got, like, this big display. I emailed you a little photograph I took of our display, so
okay.
You know,
I didn't see that.
The whole thing is about.
He just emailed it tonight. I haven't even had a chance to open it yet.
Hey,
why didn't you send us stickers so we wouldn't get tickets?
Hey, now, Mark.
No, I was thinking about that.
Well, I'm willing to pay for it. I mean, that's awesome. That's a cool idea. And do you think that a lot of cops know about it, or is this just a Virginia thing?
Oh, no, because I was just driving from New Jersey down here this weekend, and I saw somebody with one of them on their bumper. So obviously it's out. They claim that every level of law enforcement officer from all over the world has purchased and is displaying this thing.
Really?
That's kind of
funny.
It's
a
little
spooky. It seems really popular. They're buying them like hand over fist.
This is it's a little spooky, like the secret club, so secretly identifying each other as police officers. But
well,
now,
it's not so secret anymore.
No, the cat's out of the bag at this point. Now, is there a way that somebody can order these outside of your store, Bill, or is this
not that I found, because I tried looking it up on the internet, and you know, we just got it, so I don't really know who we get it from.
Well, is there a name for the product?
It is called the Blue Line Notifier.
The Blue Line Notifier. So maybe people are going to be Googling this and seeing if they can possibly come across it. Otherwise, I'm going to definitely get in touch with you about this, because I think it's a pretty cool idea. Fool the cops into thinking you're a cop. That's great.
Yeah, either that or, you know, I might turn it into something like a gang symbol so that, you know, they're all driving around with it on their cars.
Let us know how this develops. Like, if they, for instance, if the word gets out that the people are aware of what this is, maybe they'll change the symbol or something like that. So if anything changes, if anything that we need to know happens, definitely clue us in. Bill, any other thoughts?
I just want to make, you know, a few small comments. You know, the guy who called in before about, you know, if there was a law on a book, you know, don't you think we should enforce it? You know, that's my favorite one to pull on the cops that are in the store. I look at them, especially if they're black, and say, hey, wouldn't it be great if we had all those old Virginia laws where you had to drink at a separate drinking count that I did? You know, those
are
the laws.
You point that out.
Shouldn't we have enforced those? I mean, those were great laws, weren't they?
Yeah.
The people who passed those were so much wiser than you and I.
Yeah, would they? I wonder if that law came back, if they would enforce it.
Oh, yeah, I know. And they don't really have a whole lot to say about it. And some are honest, and they're like, yeah, you know, that's a really good point. And, you know, I just look at them in the face and say, if it's a bad law, I sure as hell ain't going to follow it, and you shouldn't enforce it.
Bill, you're the man. We appreciate the call.
Because they have that discretion.
Thank you, sir. Have a great night. 800-259-9231 to Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, good evening. I got something that just puts the whole kibosh on everything and it brings the truth out.
All right, what's up?
When Irvin Schiff was being held on trial for tax evasion, his lawyer said, Your Honor, there is no law in the book that says an individual has to pay income tax. And the judge says, the law will not be put into my court.
Yeah, we reported on that when it happened. It was pretty outrageous.
Which means there's not only something definitely wrong, but people aren't paying attention.
Of course not. Nobody paid attention to the Schiff trial. They didn't even allow him to bring up his own defense.
I know. And one other thing, our economy, I don't know if you heard the news or not, but it was on a radio station at the beginning of the week where the ex-Federal Reserve Chairman...
Greenspan?
Paul Volcker.
Okay.
He stated that we are on the verge of an immediate total economic failure.
Well, yeah, I don't know how.
How's that going to happen? I mean, what?
Well, it's going to happen easily because, you see, we've been borrowing $300 million a day to stay afloat from guess who? China.
Okay.
Now
who do we owe the most debt to? China. So we got a problem.
No, you're saying if they ask for repayment, we won't be able to do it. But then what's going to happen? There's so many different factors. It's not just China. I mean, there's so many more factors. The inflation, the Federal Reserve printing money, that's a huge factor as well. And I agree that the House of Cards is going to come down at some point. Eddie, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. And what's going to cause it? Who knows?
If our economy does come crashing down, what does that, I mean, it's probably going to affect business, I would say that, but
yeah.
Is it going to stop business? I don't think it will. It would seem to me that I'm going to still be able to go out and buy groceries and all that other stuff, and the grocery stores are still going to want to put
milk in
those grocery stores.
I'm not an economics professor, I don't know much about that stuff, but there's certainly been, it certainly affected business when there was a recession back in, you know, Black Tuesday and all that. So,
I don't know. I would imagine that it's going to affect business.
I guess it depends on the cause. I guess it depends on the circumstances as to what businesses it affects. Some businesses will probably be affected more than others, like the real estate industry. It might take a huge hit.
The only thing that I can figure as a solution is to have a metal-backed currency.
All right. Quick email from Ben. He says, "Hi, guys. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for about 3 months and really love the show. All my life, I've wanted to host a show of some kind, and I'm hoping to get into the radio industry as soon as I can and help provide another outlet for libertarian ideas, which I think is great. I'm still at the beginning of my path towards becoming a principled libertarian and would like clarification on a certain issue. And now you know why I brought it up at the end of the show, so you can't call in. I have a trouble with the idea of abortion. It's a scientific fact that the fetus inside the mother is a viable human and could be successfully sustained outside the mother at the time of the abortion. Therefore, it's quite unarguably murder. But I also believe that a person has the right to do whatever they want with their body, and that a fetus is part of a woman's body. It seems to me these are conflicting rights, and I'm not quite sure how to remedy this problem." Well, the answer is not government. Whatever the answer is, it should be decided on an individual basis and, you know, on a basis of the family members involved.
I would say that you could be against abortion and be a principled libertarian at the same time. I don't think that that's...
As long as you aren't threatening to jail people for having abortion.
I'm not sure. Abortion, if you considered it murder, and a principled libertarian would still want to see punishments for murder. I think that that's an issue that can go either way when it comes to principled libertarian.
No, sir. Libertarians will not use government force to achieve political or social goals. And so, therefore, the correct libertarian response on the issue of abortion is to keep the government the hell out of it.
They will not initiate force.
To not have government pay.
And you initiated force on the fetus.
To not have government pay for abortions, and to not have government prevent abortions. If you can find a doctor who wants to perform it and you're okay with it, you should be able to make that choice.
I think the question is, what would you do to punish people with that had abortions?
Ostracism, if that's what you want.
I'm not asking you, I'm asking the writer of the email. You know, the thing is, people are going to get abortions because there are going to be girls out there that don't want to have babies that they, you know, ended up with. So,
and they shouldn't be
women
locked
are
in
going
jail.
To die.
Also,
if you outlaw abortions.
Yeah, the remainder of his email, if you have tips on how to best go about creating a radio show, would be greatly appreciated. Well, Ben, I would suggest that you start out by becoming an intern at a radio station. And then hopefully maybe move into the news talk section of the station. And,
I think you should start your own podcast and learn that way.
Look for opportunities. Podcasting is a great way to get some practice at it. Maybe you could make some money at it eventually. Not so sure about monetizing these things. We'll find out as time goes on. But best of luck. It takes a lot of hard work, and you won't get paid for a long, long time. So get used to it. We'll see you tomorrow night.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.